If you look at what Hanukkah is all about, and if you would flip over to Matthew 24, if you think about what Hanukkah is about, first of all, it's based on this fable, which I say it's a lie. Where's the proof? God never told us about that miracle. But number two, it's based upon the rededication of the temple, okay? Because remember, the temple had been desecrated by a foreign invader, so then they reconsecrated the temple, and that's what Hanukkah celebrates. You know, that's what we're celebrating, supposedly, starting on December 6th, is that reconsecration process. Well, here's the issue that I have with celebrating that, is that that physical building is completely irrelevant in the New Testament. That physical building of the temple has become completely irrelevant. In fact, it's been leveled to the ground. Hey, let's celebrate. I mean, what a ridiculous holiday to celebrate. Hey, isn't it great when that temple was reconsecrated? God gave us our temple back. Because they say, oh, we're praising God for giving us the temple back. Newsflash, he took it away again. In AD 70. I mean, stop and think about this. Like, why would we get all excited about the fact, woo, we got the temple back? God caused it to be destroyed in AD 70. It's been gone for almost 2,000 years. Why are you celebrating it? So let's see. These are my choices in December. I can celebrate the birth of Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who reigneth forever and ever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Or I can celebrate a building that got destroyed almost 2,000 years ago. And you know why it got destroyed? Because God wanted it to be destroyed.
Amen.
A building that God leveled.
Yeah. Yeah.
That God used the Romans to destroy. Why? Because Jesus said in a parable, he said when they rejected the Son of God, he said that the armies came through and burned their city with fire and destroyed it as a result of rejecting Jesus. Read the parables in Matthew 21. Explains that. What did Jesus think of the temple when people tried to show it to him and tell him how great it was? Look at Matthew 24, verse 1. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. So his disciples come to him and want to take him on a little tour of the temple. They say, Jesus, come with us, Jesus. We want to show you the buildings. We want to show you how beautiful they are. We want to take you on a little guided tour. Verse 2, and Jesus said to them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Yep. And by the way, don't buy into this myth that that Wailing Wall has anything to do with the temple.
Right.
The Bible says there's not one stone left upon another. So who should we believe?
Amen.
In fact, that wall is a wall of a Roman fortress, okay, that has nothing to do with the temple, that was built by the Romans. It's a Roman fortress is what they're, you know, crying and doing this number and everything like that. You know, it has nothing to do with the Word of God, nothing to do with Jesus. So why would we replace a celebration of the birth of Christ with a celebration of a building that has no relevance, none, and doesn't even exist anymore? It's been destroyed by the order of Jesus. By his prophecy. Oh, I know why. You know why anyone would want to replace that? Is just because they reject Jesus.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying about who's behind it. Okay, it's the Jews that are behind it to basically get us to throw out the birth of Christ and embrace worship of a building that God took away from them because they were unworthy. They judged themselves unworthy of the kingdom of God.